why is it that finances seem to cause so much stress? Why do we so desperately need a financial guide as couples?
There was a study that said that if a married couple argues about finances, that's one of the best predictors of a future divorce. And of course, that's not God's design for marriage, and it's not God's design for money. In fact, I believe that money does not necessarily have to be a divider in marriage, but it can actually be a great harmonizer. It can be a tool to bring a husband and wife together.
Whoa, Art, stop for just a minute. You're saying that in marriage, money can actually draw us together instead of driving us apart? How does that work?
If you are a couple that has come together and said, we are going to pursue God's design for us and our money, so we're going to use our resources and make healthy financial decisions for the sake of advancing God's kingdom, that marriage is going to start coming together because you're coming together under a united plan, a united front, a united mission, and that's advancing God's kingdom.
So what's one thing that anybody can do today to find a little more harmony, as you said, in their finances?
Sit down and have a conversation with your spouse about money. Actually, start talking about it. And once again, more importantly, get to know them and what they think and what they believe about money, because that's going to create a more empathetic conversation between you and your spouse.
Okay, Art, you're saying the first thing we need to do is to sit down as a couple and communicate about money, talk about it. What does that lead to?
And then come together on a united goal, on a united mission as a couple, and that will help alleviate some of the tension that can occur in marriage and money conversation.
Art Rainier has joined us this morning, author of the new book, The Marriage Challenge, A Finance Guide for Married Couples. And Art, I got to tell you, I'm impressed because when we asked you what's one thing, the first thing couples could do to harmonize their view on finances and marriage, I thought for sure you'd say buy your book. High five. But since you didn't, I will suggest that is something couples may want to do. Again, the name of the book is The Marriage Challenge. Art Rainier is the author. Art, thanks for taking time to be with us this morning.
Well, thank you so much for having me. I appreciate it.